when I say that I've got something important to do, this is what it is. We are joined right now, and your reaction to that song coming up a little bit later on. Your reaction to any of this coming up later on. But right now, we are joined by a running back for the University of Buffalo, coming off a game where he had 36 carries, 409 yards, 8 touchdowns in Saturday's win over Kent State. He tied the FBS record for rushing TDs in a game. He recorded the second highest single game rushing yardage total. He joined Ricky Williams as the only players with back-to-back 300-yard rushing games. The Walter Camp National Offensive Player of the Week. 920 rushing yards and 16 TDs in 4 games this season. Buffalo is at Ohio on Saturday. That is a CBS Sports Network game, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Network. Jarrett Patterson is my guest. Jarrett, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, man. I'm great. And you, in fact, are coming off one of the greatest rushing performances in the history of college football. I want to get to that, but if you could, can you take me back to before that game? The previous week, you rushed for 301 yards and 4 TDs in the win over Bowling Green. So what was your mindset going into the Kent State game? Did you have any idea that you could make history?
I didn't have it wasn't on my mind. You know, the week before, like you said, I ran for 300, you know, and just watching film, you know, on Kent State, you know, we knew they had a high scoring offense, you know, but we knew that we had to, you know, score to match their high scoring offense. And that was my mindset, you know, if they score points, we was going to have to score points. And that was my mindset going into that week.
Jarrett Patterson joining us. All right, so that's the mindset. Then at halftime, you had 18 carries for 267 yards and 5 touchdowns. I mean, that's an enormous game in and of itself, and you did all that in the first half. What did that feel like, and what were your teammates saying to you at halftime?
It felt unreal. You know, I didn't even know how many yards I had going to halftime, you know, but I just knew, you know, that I scored a lot of touchdowns, which was 5, you know, and then my teammates was just like, keep it going, because, you know, like I said, Kent State has a high scoring offense. The offense is pretty good. We knew it was going to be a high scoring game, and, you know, we just knew that we had to keep the foot on the gas.
Jarrett Patterson, my guest. Like, so when I say, like, what's it feel like? Like, what's it feel like as a high-level athlete when you're in the middle of something like that? I mean, does it feel like you're moving at a different speed than everybody else? Does it feel like it's in slow motion? Does it feel like the holes are bigger than normal? Or did it just feel like a regular game?
Probably all the above. You know, my brother, James, you know, he said that he's seen a look in my eyes. He, you know, you're just in the zone. And he said that he could tell that I was in the zone, you know, and I definitely felt like I was in the zone. You know, the holes were tremendously big. You know, credit the offensive line. They did a great job. You know, the receivers did a great job blocking downfield. And, you know, it was just a great team win, you know, and now we can't wait to get after Ohio.
Jarrett Patterson, my guest, I'm eager to talk to you about your brother. In fact, I can't wait to talk about your brother. But let me ask you this. You get to the fourth quarter, and the ball is on the Kent State 19-yard line. You were one touchdown away from the record for most TDs in a game, and 19 rushing yards would have given you the most rushing yards in a game. But your head coach, Lance Leopold, did not know that you were on the verge of history and took you out of the game. My guy, Ross Tucker, who was calling the game for CBS Sports Network, was losing his mind when you were taken out of the game because he wanted to see you make history. What was your reaction to that? And did you even know that you were on the verge of history?
Nah, it's crazy. I didn't even know, you know, I was on the verge of you know, making history. You know, my mindset and probably coach's mindset was, you know, just run on the clock, you know, and just let's go celebrate this win. And because, you know, last year Kent State kind of came back and won at the very last minute. And I didn't want that to happen like this year. So my mindset was just, let's just run on the clock, you know, and you know, get a few first downs, you know, and let's just go in the locker room and celebrate, you know, with my coaches and teammates. And it's funny because, you know, my parents was just saying, you know, when you get a chance, rewatch the game. And I rewatched the game, and it was funny that moment, like the moment you're talking about, I heard him, he was saying, no. And I think that was pretty funny. But, you know, it was nobody's fault. You know, nobody really knew. I knew if they probably knew, they'd have let me break it. So I'm not really upset or nothing. I'm just really ready to get back to work, you know, until we can clinch this our ticket to Detroit.
I don't know, dude. Like, I couldn't respect it more. I couldn't appreciate you more for it. I'm not sure a lot of guys in your situation, because now you do know. Maybe you didn't know then, but now you do know. A lot of guys in your situation might not be taking that quite as well. I mean, why was that not important to you? Now that you know it's still okay with you, why is that okay with you?
I think it's okay with me because, we won the game. You know, and you know, I'm not really a big records guy. You know, if the record's meant to be broken, well, so be it. You know, but I'm a type of a guy. You know, I'm ready to get back to work. You know, I can't really reflect too much on the performance. You know, I'm a type of guy that never gets satisfied with his performance. You know, and you know, I already turned the page, and I'm laser focused on Ohio.
Yeah, man, I couldn't appreciate or respect that any more than I do. Jared Patterson is my guest. You know, if we were to go back to when you were being recruited, I mean, we're talking about some crazy, crazy numbers that you're putting up. But when you were being recruited, there were a lot of programs that passed on you, and now you're breaking records on a weekly basis. Now you're putting your name in the history books. Now you're being mentioned alongside with guys like Ricky Williams. I think I have an idea how you're going to answer this, Jared, but is there any part of you that wants to say to everybody who passed on you, what do you have to say now? How do y'all like me now?
Yeah, most definitely. I definitely feel that way. You know, I feel like, what do some college recruiters see? You know, I feel like some college recruiters can't really recruit. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I was brought here for a reason. You know, I truly believe that, you know, and University of Buffalo was the best situation, you know, for me and my brother. You know, but I'm just, over the years, I'm proving myself right that I can play at a high level, you know, at the FBS level. You know, and that you can go anywhere and ball out as long as you just take the advantage of the opportunity given to you.
And now you're a Heisman candidate. So you actually kind of answered one of my questions. Are you out to prove yourself? Are you out to prove people right or prove people wrong?
Probably, you know, both. You know, the people that, you know, knew what I was going to become from day one. You know, I'm definitely, you know, my support system, just want to prove them right. You know, my coaches, my teammates, you know, definitely, you know, prove the doubters wrong that, you know, that it doesn't matter, you know, where you go or what type of size you are, you know, as long as you produce and you play at a high level, you know, that should take care of itself, you know, and if you work hard.
Jared Patterson, my guest. All right, so let me talk to you about your brother, James. I'm so glad that you brought that up and that he's such a big part of your journey. Your twin brother, James, is also a part of this in the sense that a few years back, you and he were on a visit to Eastern Michigan University. He gets the first scholarship offer that day, but you did not. What was that experience like for you, and then how much did that motivate you?
Yeah, it's something I never forget, you know. First, unofficial visit to a college campus, Eastern Michigan. You know, Coach Creighton, he's the head coach. He was the head coach there. You know, kind of excited. You know, seeing guys getting their first offer. You know, didn't quite get my first offer. You know, and I teared. You know, I went in the little facility bathroom and teared up. You know, it was an emotional day for myself. You know, and James came and found me. You know, he was kind of upset for me, you know, and it was just an emotional day for both of us because he knew how hard, you know, I put in this sport and the time, you know. But that just, like you said, that just made me more hungry, you know, made me work harder and just make me prove myself right that I can play at this level.
All right, so what about James? Like, there were a number of schools that thought that you were too small to play at the next level, but it was really important to both of you that you play together. As you've said, quote, James lost quite a few offers because some bigger schools didn't want to offer me but wanted him, end quote. What's it mean to you that your brother took that approach?
It means the world. You know, he means the world to me. You know, you're talking about a guy that had 20-plus offers coming out of high school, you know, from bigger programs. And his twin brother, you know, had very few offers, you know, and when Buffalo and other schools offered both of us, you know, he sacrificed, you know, going to school with me. And we knew that we wanted to do that from day one. You know, that just shows how unselfish he is and what type of person he is.
So what's it like when you guys both get in there and then there was the issue where there was a gray shirt? So again, another sacrifice. What was it like for both of you to get to Buffalo at the same time and start to make an impact and live that dream together?
I felt amazing. Another sacrifice he sacrificed to stay back with me. You know, the gray shirt, and I felt like I kind of let him down because he could have came up in the summertime. But, you know, then there again, it shows what type of person he is. But it paid off, you know. You know, when we were back at home, gray shirt, and, you know, me and him worked out together, you know, Monday through Friday, you know, and helping out at our local high school, St. Vincent Ply, where we went, you know, help coach. And it paid off. You know, we got on the campus in January. And, you know, we were more than ready to make an impact for this program.
So, Jared, finally, it's amazing because after the Bowling Green game, you were the MAC Offensive Player of the Week. James was the MAC Defensive Player of the Week. Given everything that the two of you went through, man, the grind, the work, the pride, the sacrifice, how much pride is there for both of you in those awards and getting them at the same time? What was that like?
Yeah, it was unreal. You know, I don't know if that's ever done before, you know, twin brothers winning offensive and defensive, players of the week, you know, that means a lot. You know, it shows, you know, all the hard work, all the long days, you know, we put into this sport, and, you know, to see that, the hard work paying off, it just makes me and him more hungry, you know, never get satisfied type mentality, you know, that we're going to push each other, you know, no matter what, because we want the best for each other.
I love the story. I love the story, and I'm so glad you came on to tell that story. And now that folks have heard it, they can watch it. You've got Buffalo at Ohio Saturday right here on CBS Sports Network, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Jared Patterson, University of Buffalo running back, putting up huge numbers. Jared, really appreciate you and the time. Thanks for the visit. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
That was great. Really well done by you. Good job. Jared Patterson. And I love that his twin brother, James, also, like, he was getting offers from bigger schools, and Jared didn't, and he stayed with him. And they both went to Buffalo. And now, all of a sudden, Jared's in the record book and putting up huge numbers and is a Heisman Trophy candidate. I love that line, too, about some recruiting people or some recruiting coordinators do not know how to recruit. Obviously. He's right.